It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. It is Thursday, and we return to our new feature, Away with Words, or Why We Say What We Say When We Say It. Today's installment is called What's in a Name? And in it, we investigate three popular expressions based on the names of people, some familiar perhaps, and some obscure. First up is the expression bold as brass, meaning with extreme confidence and often without regard to the consequences. The popular phrase has nothing to do with the shiny metal, but refers instead to a London magistrate in the 1770s named Brass Crosby. At that time in England, the publication of parliamentary debates was considered a breach of privilege and was illegal. When two London printers published reports on parliamentary proceedings anyway, they were arrested and brought before the court. Disagreeing with the law, Justice Crosby freed the two men. As a result, the judge himself was arrested and charged with treason. He was subsequently released, but by that time he had become famous for his bold defiance of an unjust law. Next we come to the real McCoy, meaning an authentic or genuine person or thing, and not a substitute. Accounts of the origin of this phrase abound, but this one has attracted a loyal following. Norman Selby, an American welterweight boxer, fought in the late 19th century under the name Kid McCoy. He had countless imitators who tried to capitalize on his popularity. It became so commonplace for Kid McCoy imposters to set up boxing rings at county fairs and challenge the locals for money that few people actually believed it was really him. Years after he had retired, McCoy was in a bar when he was challenged by a drunk who was much larger than he. The drunk's friends warned him not to continue, but he refused to believe his opponent was actually Kid McCoy. Moments later, the fight was on, and provoked beyond his limit, McCoy knocked the fellow out with a single blow. When he came to, the drunk admitted, "You're right. He's the real McCoy." And finally, let us consider his name is Mud, meaning he is really unpopular and out of favor. Popular legend has it that the expression owes its existence to the misfortune of an obscure country doctor in Maryland in 1865. During his escape from Ford's Theater in Washington after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth broke his leg. Some hours later, he found his way to the home of Dr. Samuel Mudd, who had no idea who Booth was or what had happened earlier that evening. He set Booth's leg, and after learning of Lincoln's murder the next day, he reported the incident to the police. He was arrested as an accomplice, tried, convicted, and given a life sentence. Although he was pardoned 4 years later, the damage to his reputation was already done, and his name was tarnished forever. As great as that story is, there is evidence that the "his name is Mud" expression is much older. According to one etymology dictionary, the phrase was first recorded in 1823, 10 full years before Dr. Mud was born, and is based on an obsolete sense of the word mud meaning a stupid, twaddling fellow. Well, I like the Dr. Mud story better. But you can decide. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 22nd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.